25. Sally received the message from his elder brother, and it induced in him a state of terror bordering on paralysis. Imtopo, he knew, had a vicious sense of humour, and there was between them that matter of the woman, Gita, a luscious little 14-year-old who had deserted the village of Imtopo within 2 days of taking up her duties as Imtopo's junior wife, on the grounds that he was impudent and smelled like a hyena. She was now a notable addition to Sally's household. Sally was convinced that the true interpretation of his brother's message was that the new German commissioner was a rampaging lion who would not be content with merely hanging a few of the old men, but who might extend his attentions to Sally himself. Even should he escape the noose, he would be left destitute. His carefully accumulated hoard of silver, his 6 fine tusks of ivory, his goat herd, his dozen bags of white salt, the bar of copper, his 2 European-made axes, the bolts of trade cloth, all of his treasures gone. It required an heroic effort to rouse himself from the stupor of despair and make his few futile preparations for flight. Mohammed's askari caught him as he was heading for the bush at a trot, and when they led him back to meet Sebastian Oldsmith, the tears that coursed freely down his cheeks and dripped onto his chest were genuine. Sebastian was very susceptible to tears. Despite the protests of Mohammed, Sebastian pressed upon Sally 20 silver escudos. It took Sally about 20 minutes to recover from the shock, at the end of which time he, in turn, shocked Sebastian profoundly by offering him, on a temporary basis, the unrestricted services of the girl, Gita. This young lady was witness to the offer made by her husband, and was obviously wholeheartedly in favour of it. Sebastian set off again hurriedly, with his retinue straggling along behind him in a state of deep depression. Mohammed now had a bad case of the mutters. Drums tap-tap-tapped, runners scurried along the network of footpaths that crossed and crisscrossed the bush. From hilltop to hilltop, men called to the other in the high-pitched wail that carried for miles. The news spread. Village after village buzzed with incredulous excitement. And then the inhabitants flocked out to meet the mad German commissioner. By this time, Sebastian was thoroughly enjoying himself. He was carried away with the pleasure of giving, delighted with these simple, lovable people, who welcomed him sincerely and pressed humble little gifts upon him. Here a scrawny fowl, then a dozen half-incubated eggs, a basin of sweet potatoes, a gourd of palm wine. But Santa Claus's bag, or more accurately his tobacco pouch, was soon empty, and Sebastian was at a loss for some way to help alleviate the misery and poverty he saw in each village. He considered issuing indulgences for the future tax. The bearer is hereby excused from the payment of hut tax for 5 years, but realized that this was a lethal gift. He shuddered at what Hermann Fleischer might do to anybody he caught in possession of one of these. Finally, he struck on the solution. These people were starving. He would give them food. He would give them meat. In fact, this was one of the most desirable commodities Sebastian could have offered. Despite the abundance of wildlife, the great herds of game that spread across the plains and hills, these people were starved for protein. The primitive hunting methods they employed were so ineffectual that the killing of a single animal was an event that happened infrequently and then almost by accident. When the carcass was shared out among 200 or 300 hungry mouths, there was only a few ounces of meat for each. Men and women would risk their lives in attempting to drive a pride of lions from their kill for just a few mouthfuls of this precious stuff. Sebastian's askari joined in the sport with delight. Even old Mohammed perked up a little. Unfortunately, their marksmanship was about the same standard as Sebastian's own, and a day's hunting usually resulted in the expenditure of 30 or 40 rounds of the Mauser ammunition and a bag of sometimes as little as one half-grown zebra. But there were good days also, like the memorable occasion when a herd of buffalo virtually committed suicide by running down on the line of the Ashkari. In the resulting chaos, one of Sebastian's men was shot dead by his comrades, but 8 full-grown buffalo followed him to the happy hunting grounds. So Sebastian's tax tour proceeded triumphantly, leaving behind a trail of empty cartridge cases, racks of meat drying in the sun, full bellies and smiling faces.